The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Port Adelaide played close to their best in upsetting ladder leader Geelong on Saturday night. Jared Schofield would have been absolutely wrapped. He's an assistant coach and he joins us now. Jared, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Scoey.
Very well, thank you. A pretty big week for you guys as coaches and as a club, responding to a disappointing last quarter against Fremantle. But I tell you what, after some casualties at selection, you got the best possible result.
Yeah, we did. We certainly did. And full credit to the players, for their ability to bounce back, which was obviously from a disappointing loss against Fremantle, where we thought we played, some really good football for three quarters that fell right away in the fourth. And yeah, look, we reviewed that game strongly and, look, there were some tough decisions made by the coaching staff. Obviously, Kent delivering those to our key players. But as it showed, is when you're given the opportunity and you'll play our part and our best footy is good enough to beat the best sides, and we're able to do that against Geelong.
You mentioned what you just mentioned there about you played three pretty good quarters and then you had one really poor quarter, which was the last quarter. That's a big call then to make some big changes on the back of one poor quarter. Can you just, is it more to the fact that those guys have been struggling for some time?
Yeah, look, obviously, those guys that went out wasn't just based on one quarter of football. When you've got the likes of Ebert, Dixon and Ollie Wines coming back into your side, obviously they're quality players and key players to our side. And unfortunately for the guys that went out, their form just probably wasn't at their best. And they were fully aware of the situation, throughout the week and where they're at. But at the same time, we expect them to be back in the side as soon as we can.
Players rightly get the credit. They've got to execute the plan, Jared. But I think that was a great win for the coaches. It started at selection, then some of the setups that you had with the team, some of the corrections you've done with your ball movement, some of the roles some of the players played. Crikey, you'd be happy with that. I know you're not going to blow your own bags as coaches, but you don't get a lot of credit, Scully. I thought it was a terrific coach's effort as well.
Yeah, look, we obviously, like all clubs, you review games strongly, and then we've got to get the players to buy into what we're about. And I think that's, we had a really, I think Ken mentioned in our meetings, we've had probably three or four really solid weeks on the track where we think we trained really well, we played some good footy, you got to do it for four quarters. And at the end of the day, we played four quarters against a quality side, and we executed, and we got the result that we were after, which was obviously a key game for us at such a crucial time of the year.
Well, Dan Houston's one on Kelly. You talk about Tom Cleary's role on Hawkins. I could name a couple of others, but Scott Lysett in ruck as the number one. Crikey, he thrived on that. If he keeps that up, whoo, jeez.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game.
He set
a high standard for himself now. He was super. And look, he started the season was fantastic. He probably had a little bit of a dip, and obviously seeing Paddy go out of the side, had to bear the responsibility of that obviously number one ruck role there, and really had to step up. And, he set the tone for us early, and he had a super night. It's what we expect of Scotty moving forward.
Your last six games, you developed a bit of a trend. It's an interesting one. You've gone win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. That's going back to round eight. Now, your average winning margin is 41 points. Your average losing margin is 24 points, which is effectively a 10-goal turnaround each week. How can you improve that consistency?
Yeah, look, I'd love to be able to give you the answer for it. Look, it's one of those things, where, we do have young fellas in our side. We have had key personnel out, whether that contributes. But at the same time, look, we don't want to be inconsistent in that area. We want to be able to string games, winning games together. But it also highlights the nature of the competition, how even it is, that if you're slightly off your game, you can be found out. But we're fully aware that we want to build some consistency, and we want to make sure that we back up, which was a super effort on Saturday night, with another fine effort against the Bulldogs this week.
Gee, if you hunt the cod and win it like you do, contested numbers through the roof, but I just love the pressure. You bought the heat, you denied Geelong their time and space, and to keep them to 56 points, Scoey, it is clearly your best game for the year. Come on, Scoey, it has to be.
West Coast in Perth was pretty good.
We've played some key games, throughout the year. We look at probably Melbourne round one, not knowing how the season was going to unfold. Going to West Coast and then beating them there, and then obviously the game on the weekend, you can't deny, how we executed and all players executed their roles. But I thought, you know, talk about pressure. I thought, you know, our contest work for obviously large portions of the game was really strong. You know, up against, you know, obviously a very even side in Geelong, and we've only lost one game, and we knew we had to bring that contest, and we were able to sustain it for four quarters. And you know, we just shown that obviously our footy is good enough. We've got to be consistent with that.
Will you contest as a club the Dougal Howard charge? He's got a game for punching Harry in the guts. He's got a bit of a weak guts there, the old bread basket. Will you challenge that one, or Carl Amon's, or cop it sweet?
Look, I've only just found out that I think those guys might be in a little bit of trouble. But I'll leave that to Chris Davies and the football team to take care of that. But look, yeah, if it's unfortunate they don't, they're not allowed to play, well then we've obviously got some players that can come and fulfil their roles.
Okay. Just on that, I was going to say, you've had a couple of blokes who went out who you said were in poor form. There was no game for the Magpies on the weekend. Are you comfortable bringing them straight back in?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they were in poor form. It's probably more, you know, the guys that went out, their form was okay. But, you know, when you got those sort of players coming in, they had to make way. But our guys trained strongly throughout the weekend, on the weekend as well. And once again, we'll get through training this week and really look at the makeup of obviously a well-balanced side that can take on the Bulldogs this week.
Scoey, be very proud of the group. I know you are. That was a mighty win Saturday night. Really enjoyed that. You got Bulldogs this Saturday night. Another big week on the track, and thanks for your time.
No, thanks, guys.
No, Walter, that was a mighty win, Bix. That was a mighty win.
Putting it into context, they've lost one game for the year, Geelong, and to do that with a team, star-studded, that all their players in, all in really good form as well. Hawkins had been killing them, and he's was kept goalless. So well done to Port Adelaide and their coaching staff.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.